I said, unsure what we could do from the ground. Lincoln's wings were out now, and Darren had jumped to his side as the second brimstone demon tried to attack him. Of all the places in the bar to go, they attacked this spot. I was just mulling it over when a strong hand reached down and grabbed me by the hair, pulling me up. Pain shot up my scalp, and I screamed, holding on to my attacker's arm to lessen the strain on my scalp.
There you are, princess.
The smooth-talking Abruce demon cooed in my ear. Fear ripped through me at the realization that he seemed to be there for me.
Brielle!
Lincoln shouted. He was cutting down the brimstone demon, but not fast enough. The Abruce demon yanked me backward and started dragging me toward the exit. I slashed out with my dagger, but with him behind me, dragging me with an iron grip, I had no stability. I decided then to pull out my wings and see if that would help me pry myself from his grasp, but when I tried to extend them, there was a painful popping between my shoulder blades, and they stayed in. He had some kind of magic that was keeping them in or something. Oh, God. A blur of red to my left pulled my attention to Shay. She was crouched about 5 feet away, farther up where the Abruce demon was walking backward, holding her sharp-bladed disc in one hand. Oh, God. What was she going to... She sprang from her stance and chucked the weapon at the demon. My eyes widened as it hurtled through the air and, from the sound of it, sank into the demon's back.
Not so fast, asswipe,
Shay roared. With a roar, the Abruce demon dropped me, and I fell onto my bruised tailbone, but he was still holding onto my hair. He flung a hand out, shooting a purplish-black ball of smoke at Shay, which had her gasping on the ground and screaming in seconds.
Sarah!
I shouted in my head, holding my useless dagger.
Hold me up and close your eyes.
I did as she asked. We were a few feet from the exit door, and I didn't fancy being kidnapped. The second my eyelids closed, a bright light shot out, and the Abruce demon screamed, releasing my hair. I fell farther backward, with no way to steady myself, and cracked my head on the ground. Wasting no time, I rolled to my side. Eyesight blotchy but intact, and thrust Sarah into the demon's calf muscle, halfway to the hilt. His scream was so high-pitched that I nearly dropped my blade to cover my ears. It sounded like screeching bats, which was absolutely terrifying.
Ew, he tastes awful,
she whined. I didn't want to know what that even meant. Sorry? Lincoln leapt into view then, Darren by his side. Both were covered in inky demon blood and holding their swords up, ready to fight. The Abruce demon was holding Lincoln's gaze, but one of the dark mages he'd come in with yanked his arm and pulled him out the door. I held on to Sarah as she was ripped from his calf, and then he was gone. The squeal of tires announced their exit. What just happened? Two strong hands wrapped around me, one under my neck and one under my legs, and then I was being pulled into Lincoln's arms. His eyes roamed over every inch of me.
Are you hurt?
He asked. If I say no, will he put me down? I hit my head. It wasn't a lie.
Bring the car around, Lincoln barked to Blake, who started jogging out the front door.
Shay!
I shouted, craning my neck. Then I remembered she'd been hit with some smoke spell. Noah kneeled over her, hands glowing orange.
She'll be fine, he told me.
Her eyes were tearing from coughing so hard, but she met my gaze and nodded.
Can you walk?
Lincoln asked me. No.
Yes.
He set me down and I felt like pouting. It was kind of nice being in those strong arms for a minute.
Were they here for her?
He asked Darren, who stood at his side. Darren frowned.
It looks like it.
Now they were all staring at me. I shrugged. That's the guy who was supposed to buy my contract. Maybe he wanted to sell me or something? Lincoln's jaw tightened.
You're not for sale.
Holy winker. I really like him. What's happening to me? A loud knock came on the other side of the exit door from the VIP lounge, and Lincoln ripped it open. Blake was standing there with his car backed up to the doorframe. Another guy was standing with him, tall, broad-shouldered, with light brown hair.
Brisbane, can you get me the video surveillance from tonight? I want to know how they got in, and what their plan was,
Lincoln barked. He was in warrior mode now, and it was totally hot. The guy nodded.
On it.
He burst through the entryway and ran down into the lower level. It seemed like he knew where he was going, and since his last name was Brisbane, I guessed he was Chloe's brother. The one Luke had a crush on. Luke and Angela appeared with Shay, linked in their arms, and they walked over to me. My best friend's eyes were tearing, and it looked like she'd been maced. I had no freaking clue what kind of magic a Bruce Keemans had, but from what I'd seen over the past few days, it was scary as all hell magic. Lincoln looked me up and down once more.
You're not hurt?
He asked again. My head was throbbing from where I cracked it, but it wasn't bleeding. I pushed a little at my wings and felt them slide out a ways before retracting. Whatever spell he'd had over them was gone. I shook my head to Lincoln. I'll be fine.
Okay. Get back to school and stay there. No more leaving the grounds. And keep that blade on you at all times.
His eyes flicked to Sarah. He's a sensible chap, she noted. Talk about a sudden change of heart. It was stupid, but I took the time to wonder if he'd take my keys to his trailer away now that I had no reason to go there. That meant no more walking in on him half-naked, which bummed me out. As Darren was guiding me to the waiting vehicle, Lincoln called out my name.
3 nights a week from 7 to 8 o'clock. I want you to take extra battle training with me. This might happen again. Until we know why they want you, we need to be prepared.
My stomach flipped. Extra training with Lincoln? Just the two of us? I knew he was only doing it because it was his job to keep me alive. But part of me wondered if he liked spending time with me. I was totally falling for the resident asshole. Except, maybe he wasn't an asshole. Maybe he never was. Chapter 13. It had been 6 weeks since the nightclub. I was officially employed and loving my job at the healing clinic, which consisted mostly of goofing off with Noah and sometimes actually helping heal a patient. Healing people sucked. It hurt. Literally. I healed a cut on Shay's leg for practice, and it hurt my leg. Healers had to be super selfless, which was surprising considering how self-absorbed Noah seemed. My private training sessions with Lincoln were torture in so many ways. The sexual tension was so thick I could cut it with a knife. Of course, I had zero clue if he was feeling it too, since he was always barking orders at me and scowling when I held a weapon wrong. I, on the other hand, was finding ways to touch him. An arm graze here, a bump into him there. I had it bad, and it was pathetic. He'd taken my key to his trailer back, and seemed completely uninterested in me sexually. Meanwhile, I was thinking about the way those water droplets had rolled down his V on a daily basis.
Miss Atwater?
My eyes snapped to the front where Mr. Rancor, a celestial with Gabriel's power, was shooting glowing sparks out of his hands. The issue with my studies of light class was there were only two students, a senior named Fred, who had Gabriel powers, and me. Mr. Rancor was his master teacher. With only two students in the class, it was easy for him to tell that I wasn't paying attention. Yep. I tried to act like I was super extra paying attention. Eyes wide and alert, I pinned them on the professor. He motioned to my hands.
Give it a try.
I sighed. I was a serious badass in weapons and battle class. Growing up around demons meant Shay and I were the scrappiest, dirtiest fighters in class. I'd also come to love fallen history. But this class? I sucked. It was awful. For a girl who carried powers from not one, but 4 archangels inside of her, I sure as hell didn't have an ounce of light in me. I tried not to think that it was because there was some darkness inside of me eating up the light. I went to grab Sarah, and he shook his head.
With your hands.
I growled, earning a smile from Fred. He could shoot the freaking 4th of July from his hands, stunning anyone who got in his way, and momentarily blinding them if he wanted. Me? I could make my hands glow about the same as a 2-watt light bulb before they petered out to nothing. I stared at my hands, flexing every muscle in my body and pushing. Fred laughed.
You look constipated.
I picked up my pencil and chucked it at him, which he caught in midair. Show off. Mr. Rancor walked over and sat next to me.
Your tattoos have created a channel for the power that's already inside of you. You just need to let it flow. Don't try so hard.
If looks could kill, mine would cut through Mr. Rancor. Nothing he said made sense. Ever. Oh, I gotcha, I said sarcastically. The bell rang then. Thank God. The Celestial stood, looking down at me.
I hear you're good with the weapons. That's all fine until your weapons are taken away, and all you have are your bare hands.
Then he walked away. Debbie Downer. I didn't let his comment bother me. Since I didn't have to work at the clinic that day, Lincoln had asked me to meet him for our private training early. There was something we needed daylight to do, apparently. I bolted from the classroom and went into the bathroom to apply some lip gloss and brush my teeth. You know, in the off chance he wanted to kiss me. I'm hopeless. After primping and feeling pretty lame for doing said primping, I met Lincoln out on the field. He was standing there, arms crossed, scowl in place.
You're late.
I put a hand on my hip. So I'm not allowed bathroom breaks then? He rolled his eyes and started to circle me like a shark. I was pretty sure he couldn't stand me, and I was totally falling for him. What a horrible combination. I tried to push all thoughts of a relationship aside.
The winter ball is coming up, he said, looking me up and down.
Oh my God. He's in love with me. He's going to ask me to the dance. Breathe, breathe. Water down the V. Yeah? I croaked. The winter ball was some charity thing Raphael put on. The students got to be wined and dined by the rich benefactors, and there were silent auctions throughout the night. He nodded.
I don't normally work the event, but since it's off campus and could lure potential kidnappers, I've decided to work security. So just let me know what time you and your date are leaving, and I'll have a security detail on you at all times.
Crash. Burn. Blood. Guts. End of world. Gotcha, was about the only intelligible thing I could think of to say at the moment.
Now, I hear you're doing amazing in battle class, taking your opponents to the ground and winning in one-on-one drills.
I breathed on my nails and buffed them on my shirt. One might even call me a badass. His lips quirked, but no smile.
And I'm quite impressed with your swordsmanship and weapons control. You're an amazing shot with the bow, and if there were fencing tournaments for scrappy girls with no proper form, you would probably win.
I grinned. Gosh, you're really doling out the compliments. What did I do to deserve such stellar treatment? That time he did smile, but it was sadistic and full of teeth.
But you still can't fly.
He drilled the words into me one by one. I rolled my eyes. This again? You and Mr. Reinkor should party together. You'd have a lot to talk about. He crossed his arms, making his biceps flex.
Don't get me started on your failures at Studies of Light.
Failure? Ouch. That word stung.
Brielle, in 7 months, there is an end-of-year test. If you fail that test, you're cast out from the school. Considering you can't go back to live with your mom, and demons are trying to kidnap you, that would be a bad idea.
Gosh. He had to lay on the reality check? Okay, I'll try harder. I didn't want to leave school. Shay and I had it pretty good here. I made enough with my part-time job for all the expensive luxuries in life, like tampons and chocolate, and I got to share a room with my best friend. Bonus, they hadn't asked for the car back. Not that I was allowed to drive it anywhere but circling the campus, of course. He placed a hand on each of my shoulders, sending a warm heat to my navel.
It's time for some tough love.
Love. He said love. His wings snapped out then, and his grip on my shoulders tightened. Suddenly, I was being hauled into the air. Lincoln! I shouted, as my wings sprang out, my eyes skimming the ground as his hands went from my shoulder to my waist. We flew higher and higher, me flailing in Lincoln's arms, him with a determined scowl.
Brielle, as your lead trainer, I will take it as a personal offense if you fail the gauntlet, he told me.
I looked down. Big mistake. Holy shit, we're like 100 feet in the air. Okay, good, then keep training me, I shouted at him. He shook his head.
Me and the boys have gone too soft on you. It's not working. You need a reality check.
You crazy asshole, don't you dare drop me, I seethed.
You're kinda cute when you're really mad, he confessed.
And then he let go. He called me cute. I'm falling. Ah! My scream echoed. All other thoughts fleeing from my mind. My survival instinct kicked in, and I flapped my black wings like crazy. Come on, you bastards! Hold up my weight! I'd pinched my eyes closed when I started to fall, but opened them now, because by my calculations, I should have broken my neck and died by that point. Lincoln was hovering in front of my face, grinning like a lunatic.
You did it.
You crazy psycho! I screamed, reaching out for him, but he flew backward and took off through the sky.
Catch me!
He called out. Oh, I would. I would catch him and pulverize him. Speeding through the sky after him, I flapped my wings like crazy to catch up. You could have killed me! I shouted as I got closer. Turning back to look at me, he smiled.
You're totally flying.
My gaze shifted downward. Holy crap! I am. We were almost to the ocean. I'm flying! I shrieked, laughing. Logan grinned, then spun and came at me. I backed my wings up, stopping my advance to hover in mid-air as he approached me.
Good. Next practice, we'll fly with weapons.
My eyes widened.
Why?
He looked at me like I was a 5-year-old.
Because there are some demons with wings, remember?
Oh, yeah. I shivered thinking of my battle with Shay's master and his bat-like wings. His hand lifted, gesturing to the horizon.
Outside the city, a war is raging. If you get recruited into the Fallen Army, you'll have a huge advantage with being able to fight while flying. You could save thousands of lives.
Whoa, I never thought about that. Fighting while I flew could help save lives. What would it be like to save thousands of lives? I'd never even saved one. Is that what you do? I asked him. I knew nothing about the war beyond the city. There were open portals out there, where the demons came up from the underworld and wreaked havoc on the smaller suburbs and towns. We didn't travel outside the city walls because of it, so it must have been bad. The news barely covered it because reporters said it was too dangerous. Lincoln's face darkened.
Yes, but I can't save them all. It's a harsh reality that you'll learn the hard way.
There was something else there. Something else he wanted to say, but didn't.
All right. Gold star for today, Bree.
He winked and then started to descend. Ah, the wink. It did funny things to my insides. If he was that sexy of a winker, I wondered what it was like to kiss him. I flew back to the field where we'd started and noticed Shay, Luke, and Angela waiting for us. Shay was clutching some type of paper and bouncing on her heels with excitement.
What's up? You win the lottery?
I asked my best friend as I landed in front of them. She laughed. Close. Noah just invited us to some super exclusive thing he does every year called the Beach Games. Winner gets a cheesy autographed photo of him, but it's supposed to be fun. Angela nodded. I wasn't invited last year, but I hear it was a blast. Goes all day and night, bonfire and all that jazz. Lincoln was scowling.
Noah invited you guys to the Beach Games?
He said it like it was the Emmys. Shay thrust the invitation in his face and put one hand on her hip. Well, gee, I've only been reading since I was 5, but yeah, I think that's what it says. I grinned. Shay was the best at a verbal bitch slap. Lincoln chuckled, handing her the flyer.
Good luck. My team's won 4 years in a row.
Then he turned and walked away. I ripped the flyer from Shay's hand. There was nothing more I wanted in life than to beat Lincoln at something and lord it over him for the rest of my life. The Beach Games. When? This Friday. Where? Santa Monica Pier. What? Volleyball, tug-of-war, sandcastle competition, and more. Come with a team of 4. Using powers is allowed. Dress. Beachwear. Ladies, feel free to wear a bikini. Curvy girls, I'm talking to you too. Winner gets a signed copy of a hunky photo of Noah and bragging rights. Oh, that flyer had Noah all over it, the little slime bag. But it sounded awesome. I looked up at my friends. Okay, this is in 3 days. It's time to practice. I assumed it would be some weird magical game thing, but normal beach games? I was all over it. My competitive side was ready to throw down.
Chapter 14.
The beach games were tomorrow after school, and I was so nervous and excited that I could barely sleep last night. My sandcastle game was tight. I'd borrowed cake decorating supplies from Angela's mom, and I had a design mapped out in my mind. To top that off, with Angela's necromancy skills, she was going to add something to my design that I was sure was going to win us that round. We'd asked around and found out there were 5 rounds, each worth a certain amount of points. Beach volleyball, sandcastle design, tug-of-war, swim race, and one random new one Noah picked every year. We'd been practicing sand volleyball each night, and had already made and crushed my sandcastle, so I was feeling super prepared. The tug-of-war and swim race competitions were just going to have to be an in-the-moment thing, but I figured we could pull it off. So, we get paid tomorrow morning. I say we ditch our last hour, cash our checks, and get new bikinis, Shay offered, as we walked into the gym locker room to change for battle class. Bikini. The word that sent every girl screaming internally. No matter how in shape I felt my body was, it scared the shit out of me. Wearing a bathing suit in front of Lincoln made me want to die. Okay. Yeah. I feigned enthusiasm. She rolled her eyes. Whatever. The beach games aren't going to know what hit them when we show up. A locker door slammed, making me jump, and then suddenly I was staring at Tiffany. You got invited to the beach games? She looked horrified. I grinned. Yeah, didn't you? Her face recovered, and then she was cool, calm, and collected. Of course. Can't make it, though. Besides, I heard they were deviating from their angel-blessed-only rule and inviting the riffraff. Now that I see it's true, I'm glad I'm not going. She spun on her heel and laughed. That bitch, Shay roared, charging after her, but I caught her arm. Throwing her in the healing clinic will only get you detention, and we need you on the team. She's lying anyway. Noah doesn't have some elitist angel-blessed-only rule. Right? Shay shot a death glare at the door Tiffany had gone through, then nodded. The day we graduate, I'm going to beat her ass within an inch of her life. My eyes widened. You can take the girl out of the hood. Come on, killer. Let's just get through this class, and then before you know it, we'll be bikini shopping. She nodded. Noah texted me that he likes the color red on me. I laughed as we walked out to the gym. Noah and Shay were making out in the parking lot every Wednesday night, after his clinic shift and her shift with Mr. Claymore. They'd already had the, we're just having fun, no exclusivity talk, so I was no longer worried about her getting her heart broken. Then you should totally get a red bikini, I agreed. She leaned in close to me. He also said, sky blue is Lincoln's favorite color. The color drained from my face. Shay, you better not be telling Noah I like him, I whisper screamed. Her mischievous laugh rang around us. Oh, please. He knows. It's so obvious you both like each other. Shay pulled out her phone and showed me the text. Noah had offered his 2 cents without her even mentioning it. Oh, good. I won't have to kill her. Trust me, it's unrequited, I informed her, thinking of the hundreds of times he'd scowled at me. I don't think so, she added with a frown. A loud whistle rang out, and Mr. Bradstone raised his voice.
No weapons today. Hand-to-hand combat. And for the first time, we'll use our magic. Pair up with the names I've arranged on the board, and begin.
Shit. No weapons. I looked at my useless hands. I'd maybe gotten up to a 4-watt light bulb, but nothing that was going to hurt anyone.
Ah, sucks to be you,
Shay whispered. My eyes snapped up to the board to see I was paired with Tiffany.
Freaking perfect.
Tiffany waltzed into one of the battle rings, a 10-foot circle of blue tape, then squatted into a wrestling position, grinning at me like a madwoman. Shay had nearly every class with her and said she was an advanced mage for her age. Her mother was a light mage, and her father a celestial. They helped her outside of school, so she was 100% about to kick my ass with some light magic. When I had Sarah, or any other weapon, I was definitely on equal playing ground. But just using our magic? I was so screwed.
Come on, Archie, we don't have all day, she crooned.
Shay caught my arm, and I turned to meet her eyes. This might be the only opportunity any one of us has to kick her ass without getting into trouble. Then she winked. Ha, I would try my best, but I'd seen Tiffany's magic at work. It was pretty incredible. I stepped into the ring and squatted to her level. We'd been learning jiu-jitsu that month, and I was good with takedowns. But so was she. Mr. Bradstone usually let us pick our sparring partner, so I always chose Shay or Luke. Now I was stuck with my nemesis, Lincoln's family friend. We started to circle each other, hands outstretched, gazes locked.
You know, Lincoln practically spent all of last summer at my house, she purred.
Jealousy flared inside of me, but I didn't let it show. Instead, I swiped my leg out, trying to take her down, but she jumped over it. Why in God's name would he do that? I gave her the stankiest face I could muster. She growled, lunging for me, and yanked me down to the ground. Damn it. With some fast and hard footwork, she had me pinned underneath her.
Because my parents were best friends with his parents. I've known him my whole life, and he'll be mine one day, so back the fuck off.
Spittle flew from her mouth onto my face. She was legit insane. Her hands were wrapped tightly around my wrists, emitting a warm glow that burned my skin. Let me go, Tiffany, I warned her. My skin grew hotter. I jerked my pelvis up hard, trying to buck her off the way Mr. Bradstone taught us, but to no avail. She was in her zone.
She'd probably been planning this since the day she met me.
You're seriously hurting me,
I shouted in her face. She grinned.
Bitch.
Anger boiled inside me like heartburn, starting in my chest and working its way up my throat. When I screamed in her face once again, an inky black smoke flew from my mouth and wrapped around her throat. Shock ripped through the both of us, and she fell backward off me, clutching her throat and trying to breathe. A thick black magical band was strangling her. Oh, frick.
Mr. Bradstone, I screamed.
Tiffany's face was turning blue, the black smoke an iron vice around her neck. Mr. Bradstone took one look at her on the ground, then at me, and flew into action. Running to the cabinet on the wall, he produced a bottle of holy water and his infinity weapon, a glowing orange blade. Dousing the blade with the holy water, he laid the flat part across her neck. The second the cool steel touched her, the blackness broke apart and disappeared. With a huge, gasping breath, Tiffany looked at me, terrified.
Archdemon!
She shouted in a raspy voice. Oh my god, what have I done? That was some exorcist shit, someone from the class commented. That's when I ran. Turning around, I bolted out the door, ignoring Shay and Mr. Bradstone's calls after me. I was evil. Something dark and evil flew out of my mouth and wrapped around Tiffany's throat, nearly killing her. My legs pumped harder as I burst onto the field, tears streaming down my face. I wanted to run away, hide in shame. Maybe I was an archdemon.
I know what you are,
that a Bruce demon had said. My wings burst from my back, and I took to the skies. This was only my third time flying, but it came back like muscle memory. I pumped higher and higher as I flew away from the school. The night of the falling, when the archangels fell from heaven and warred with the demons, power had lashed out at random. Monsters had been created, and I was one of them.
I know what you are.
I flew harder, heading for the ocean.
Riel!
The wind carried Lincoln's voice to me, and I soared faster. He was the last person I wanted to see right then. The last person I wanted to know what I'd done. What I was. When I hit the beach, my legs crash-landed, and I sort of fell onto the sand. The moment I righted myself, I started running for the pier. I wanted to hide, to crawl into a hole, and be alone.
Riel!
He shouted again, closer that time. I didn't dare look back when I reached the pier. Slinking down against one of the pillars, I pulled my knees up, wrapped my arms around my legs, and buried my face between my knees. Sobs racked my chest as I curled inside of myself and hid from the world. I stayed there for a full minute, listening to the crashing of waves and letting the emotions crash through me. Then he found me.
Riel.
His voice was so warm, so understanding, it made more tears spill out onto my knees.
Please go away. I want to be alone.
My voice was muffled, hiding against my legs. I could feel his body heat against my left side, and then his hand on my back.
Shay told me what happened. It's going to be okay. Just come back to school where it's safe. Please.
My head snapped up. Nothing about this is going to be okay. I'd never seen him look so caring.
So, you have demon-gifted powers. We guessed that with your black wings.
He tried to sound nonchalant and failed. I shook my head. No, Lincoln. I nearly killed Tiffany with black magic that flew from my throat. Those are not demon-gifted powers. That's some other kind of next-level evil shit. I turned away from him, looking out to the ocean. He gripped my chin and forced me to face him.
Riel, nothing about you is evil. Trust me.
My breath caught in my throat. His hand on my chin was sending warm tingles down my back, and he wasn't pulling away. My tears suddenly dried up, and I swallowed hard. How do you know? Maybe I am an archdemon, I told him, holding his gaze. He didn't waver.
Because the worst thing you've done since I know you is save your best friend and steal fruit from me. You're harmless.
I laughed, and his hand slid from my chin to my neck.
You're also way too beautiful to be an archdemon,
he added, eyeing my lips. Beautiful. Lincoln Gray called me beautiful. Maybe it was the sound of the waves or his hand on my neck. Maybe it was the way he was looking at my lips like he wanted to taste them. But I grew bold then. Wrapping my hand around his bicep, I leaned in and kissed him. The second my lips hit his, he parted them, deepening the kiss. Pleasure filtered out into my body, and butterflies danced in my belly. As his warm tongue stroked against mine, his hand trailed from my neck, down my arm, and settled firmly at my waist. I'm kissing Lincoln Gray. I moaned in pleasure, and in one swift move, he leaned back onto the sand, pulling me on top of him. Straddling his waist, I kissed him with a hungry passion. It felt like I'd been waiting to unleash it my entire life. I reached up into the sand and stroked the back of his neck, just as his hand slipped into the back of my shirt, and he grasped my ribcage. Heat traveled in a downward expressway to my groin. The kiss was epic, all-consuming, and gone all too soon. He seemed to realize what we were doing, and abruptly stopped, using his strength to pull me off him and sit up.
Shit. Bree, I shouldn't have done that.
He stood, sand falling off him. I touched my swollen lips, still warm from our kiss. Why? Is he crazy? I want to do that all day, every day.
You're my student, and you're too young, he said to the sand, unable to meet my eyes.
I stood, all talk of archdemons forgotten. I'm 19 in like 2 months, and you teach me 30 minutes a day. Was I pathetically arguing to reinstate the kissing? Yes. Yes, I was. That time, he did meet my eyes.
It was a mistake. Let's get back to the school, or I'll have to call Raphael and send the army.
I wasn't sure which hurt more, the word mistake in relation to that life-altering kiss, or the threat to send the fallen army to make me go home. I stepped closer to him, and he flinched, like I was going to kiss him again, and the thought scared him. Kissing you will never be a mistake, I declared. Then my wings sprung out, and I burst from the sand, airborne. Shay better be buying 2 tubs of chocolate peanut butter ice cream, because I have a feeling I'm going to cry myself to sleep for many, many reasons.
Chapter 15.
I did cry myself to sleep. Luke, Angela, and Shay tried to reassure me that I wasn't an archdemon, and that Lincoln would come around. It did nothing to help. The worst part? Shay and I were broke, so I'd had no ice cream to drown my sorrows in. Now it was Friday. The beach games were imminent, and I was trying to think of 100 reasons to back out. I didn't want to see anyone. Couldn't bear the archdemon whisperers that had sprung up at breakfast that morning.
This paycheck is burning a hole in my pocket, Shay said.
We'd both gotten paid that morning. The checks left in the mailbox on our door. I nodded. I can't bear to see Lincoln at my Celestial Master Studies class. Or Noah, or any of them. I need time. Shay shrugged. So cancel. Tell them you feel sick.
Great idea, I said with a nod. And I'll cancel the beach games, too.
Whoa, girl.
Luke shot his hand out to stop me.
Don't take it that far.
My voice mixed with a groan.
I don't want to go.
Shay rolled her eyes and snatched my phone.
Hey, give that back, I shouted. But she got up and circled the table, texting away like crazy as she walked. Shay, I will kill you if you embarrass me.
There, done. Now let's ditch and go shopping, she declared. Luke laughed.
This is college, so it's not really ditching.
Shay glared at him. Don't take my fun away. What did you do with my phone? I asked her. She set it down in front of me, and I hurried to read the email. To Lincoln, Noah, Blake, Darren. Hey guys, let's cancel our Celestial Studies class today. I just realized my boobs have grown so big since last summer that I need a new bikini before the beach games. Cheers, Bree.
Oh my God, you're dead, I growled.
Has she lost her damn mind?
Luke and Angela busted up laughing, and I realized they'd been reading over my shoulder. My phone buzzed with a reply. From Noah.
Totally understandable, winky face. See you later.
It buzzed again. From Blake.
Girls.
Another buzz. From Darren.
Whatever. Cool.
Just as I was setting the phone down, it buzzed with Lincoln's reply. From Lincoln.
Nice try. Your boobs are tiny. See you at the beach.
Ah! I screamed, earning some stares from people around me. He was back to being an asshole. My boobs aren't tiny. They're petite, I told the table, slamming down my fist. Luke grinned.
You know what this means.
I wanted to die. What?
Lincoln's totally been checking out your boobs.
Well, I guess that's the silver lining. Wait, did Luke just confirm they're tiny?
3 hours. That's how long it took Shay and me to pick out our suits. We'd gone to a shop within a few blocks of school, and taken one of the Fallen Academy school guards with us, since I wasn't supposed to leave campus without a security detail now. Luke and Angela left after an hour of dying of boredom. Now I was wearing a powder blue string bikini that Shay promised me looked killer, and a pair of tiny cut-off jean shorts over it. We'd had no issue at the shops, so I was thinking the kidnapping plot was behind me. We'd just pulled up to Santa Monica Pier, the same pier where I'd kissed Lincoln.
Oh my god, this looks awesome!
Shay squealed, doing a mini twerk in her seat to invisible music. There were two huge white tents set up with open sides.
This is catered? Angela asked,
peeking her head into the front seat. Two caterers in formal attire were serving a spread of different foods in one tent. Looking farther out onto the beach, I saw two volleyball games going on and some other things set up.
Oh my god, Chloe's brother is here. Luke breathed from the back seat. I should have worn the red shorts. Angela, move. I can get in 20 more sit-ups.
I burst out laughing. Come on, y'all. Enough pining over these asshats. Let's just let loose and have some fun. Angela tapped my shoulder.
I like your style.
Did you just say y'all? Shay gave me the stank eye. I ignored her because something hit me then. Wait, Chloe's brother is in Nightblood. How is he in the sun? Angela pointed to a tall brunette female.
She's a super powerful light mage in the Fallen Army and can do temporary sun protection spells.
Cool. I turned off the car and jumped out. I'd spent nearly half my paycheck on the bikini, so Lincoln had better freaking notice. Slipping my bag over my shoulder, I locked my car and we all started walking to the beach. I didn't bother wearing a shirt. I had one in my bag for later, but I wanted to get a decent tan and make Lincoln hopefully lust after my tiny boobs. As we walked up, I noticed my dark-haired hottie right away. He was dishing out a plate of corn on the cob, barbecue ribs, and a few other items I couldn't see from my vantage point.
Ladies, and Luke,
Noah said, coming over to shake the beast shifter's hand.
Thanks for inviting us, I told him.
He nodded.
Of course.
He turned to Shay and popped a kiss on her cheek.
You look killer.
He winked at her. She grinned. Noah's wink was a dime a dozen. Lincoln looked over then, his eyes running a quick up and down my body before coming back to my face.
Bree,
a familiar voice shouted. Snapping my attention to the right, I saw Fred from my studies of light class making his way over to me. Fred? Hey, I didn't know you were going to be here. I reached up and gave him a quick hug.
Yeah, Darren is my good friend. Sweet ribcage tats. I always wondered where you were hiding the other two.
He glanced at my abdomen. I brushed my fingers across them and looked past Fred to see Lincoln standing just behind him, dishing more food on his plate, but totally listening in on my conversation. Yeah, I forget they're there sometimes, I told him honestly.
Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you today, but you weren't in class. Are you going to the winter ball?
No shame, no fear. He just asked me in front of everyone. I liked a take-charge guy like that. I was thinking about it, I said, watching Lincoln for any sign of distress. None so far, except about 10 pounds of food on his Boeing plate. He smiled.
I'd love to take you, assuming you don't have anyone.
My eyes flicked up to find Lincoln craning toward our conversation.
You're dazzled with my light magic, aren't you?
That's why. I joked.
Fred grinned. What can I say? Those little 4-watt bulbs really do it for me.
Genuine laughter erupted from me. Fred was funny and sweet, and he wanted me. Even with all the rumors swirling that I was an archdemon, he still wanted me. I'd love to go. That sounds fun. He smiled, and it was handsome. He wasn't sexy, but he was still cute.
Cool. You're in Bright Hall, right? I'll pick you up at 7.
I nodded, but before I could answer, Lincoln spun around and placed a hand on Fred's shoulder.
Ever since Chloe's birthday, we've had to be extra careful about where Brielle goes and who she's with. So if you're taking her to the dance, you'll have to be escorted by her security detail.
Lincoln's eyes were burning holes into me. He cared. He totally cared. Fred shrugged the hand off.
No problem with me. Tell her security detail to be at Bright Hall at 7. Fred, you're up!
Someone yelled from the sand, where some game was happening. Fred squeezed my upper arm lightly.
See ya. Then he ran off. Lincoln and I just stood there, staring at each other. It was then that I noticed Shay and everyone had left me. I took a step closer to Lincoln, lowering my voice to keep it private. You know, I can cancel with Fred if you want to take me to the dance. There, I said it. Maybe Fred asking me out had flipped a switch in him, and he'd changed his mind about our age gap, or whatever it was that bothered him. He looked like I'd given him a cow dung cookie, his lip curling.
Don't be ridiculous.
My face fell, and I swallowed down the tears that threatened. Lincoln Gray was a heartbreaker, and I wasn't going to have anything to do with that. Unhooking the button, I peeled off my shorts, holding his gaze the entire time. Then, I broke eye contact and threw my shorts on top of my bag before storming out of the tent. I'd been told many a time that my ass was my best physical feature. Best to throw it in his face so he'd know what he'd be missing. I am done with Lincoln Gray. We won 2 of the 4 games. My wedding cake sandcastle was lit and helped us win that round. Angela used her necromancy gift to make live roses grow out of the top tier. We lost the swim relay race and also our round of beach volleyball. There was some huge complicated scoreboard that I didn't understand, and about 10 different teams, but I didn't really care. I was having a blast. I'd even managed to put Lincoln and my exorcist magic from my mind and focus on the fun.
All right, partygoers. One final game, then the winning team will be announced, and the bonfire party will begin, Noah shouted through a bullhorn.
He walked over to a small bucket of water and threw a single red apple inside.
This year's mystery game is the apple run. One member from 2 opposing teams will compete against each other. Your hands will be tied behind your back and you'll run. Try to get the single apple into your mouth, and then make it across the finish line with it. Anything goes. Tripping, shoving, whatever. Just get the apple.
The teams roared in excitement. Most of them were drunk, so I was pretty sure we had an advantage.
Each team pick a member to represent them and put their name in the basket, Noah shouted, pointing to an old Easter basket sitting on the table.
Shay immediately turned to me.
Oh, girl, you got this. You're the best at bobbing for apples on Halloween.
It was true. Our apartment always had a wicked Halloween party, and I'd had lots of practice. I looked at Angela and Luke. You cool with that? They nodded, and excitement thrummed through me. If we won that round, did we win the whole thing? Maybe not, since we lost our swim heat. I wasn't sure how the point system worked. I'd make a horrible mermaid. But our team was currently in 3rd place on the board, so I didn't know. After tossing my name in the bucket, I stretched out my legs and prepared for the run. I just needed to get the apple first and dash like hell, hoping the person didn't chase after me and knock me over. We'd lost our volleyball game because people more advanced than us kept using magic to win. I didn't have any magic to help me, except maybe flying across the finish line once I got the apple.
All right, Noah screamed in his bullhorn. The first pair of competitors are...
He pulled 2 pieces of paper out of the bucket and then grinned, looking at me.
Brielle and Lincoln.
Shit, does the universe hate me? I was trying to get over the guy, and now I was right next to him. Ugh. Shay gave me a sympathetic smile as I walked over to where the judges were, to have my hands tied behind my back. Looking over, I saw Lincoln watching me closely, an unreadable gaze as always.
Screw you, you gorgeous asshole.
You two clear on the rules? There's 1 apple. First one to get that apple across the finish line wins,
Noah told us with a slight slur. He was only wearing low-slung beach shorts, showing off his chiseled chest and abs, and was definitely drunk. I nodded, then turned to catch Lincoln's gaze.
Careful. I can play dirty.
I winked. There, you sexy winker. Take that. Lincoln pursed his lips.
I have no doubt.
With a zipping sound, the plastic tie went tightly around my wrists, and everyone lined up along the edge of the run to cheer us on. Noah grinned.
All right, on your marks, get set, go!
I took off like my ass was on fire, but running in the sand was hard, and my hands were tied behind my back. Lincoln was fast as hell, reaching the bucket first and leaning over. I came in next and hip-checked him, sending him falling to the sand with a grunt. The crowd roared. Bending over, I dunked my face into the bucket, but Lincoln's was next to mine within seconds.
Damn it, he was quick.
I pressed the apple to the side of the bucket with my cheek, trying to get my teeth into it, when Lincoln bumped me, pushing me. He didn't do it hard enough to knock me over, but I still lost my grip on the apple. He jerked his neck toward the apple, and I plunged my face into the water again, trying to wrestle it away from him. Cold water hit my skin, but I was too determined to let it slow me down. Our faces were inches from each other, but due to my awkward standing position since he'd hip-checked me out of the way, Lincoln had better ground. I was just coming up for air when I saw his teeth clamp around the apple. Then he took off running. I was a really sore loser, so I tried to make a habit of not losing, especially not to him. Not today. I took off after him, hair and face dripping wet, legs pumping in the sand. When I caught up, I decided it was time to play dirty. I swiped my leg out, tripping him and sending him to the ground. The crowd exploded into cheers. Lincoln hit the sand hard but immediately recovered and rolled onto his back, the apple still in his mouth. Before he could try to sit up, I leapt forward, swung one leg over him and plopped down, pinning him to the ground with my hips. I had him straddled. His eyes widened, as were mine. The only thing between our bodies were two very thin pieces of fabric. And I felt him. Every second I sat there, I felt him more and more. Oh, sweet Jesus. Desire flared to life between my legs, but I pushed all that out of my mind. I was there to win, not grind on some guy who didn't like me. Leaning forward and sticking my ass into the air, I pressed my chest to his bare pecs. I had no hands to hold myself up with, so my tiny boobs were acting as my stabilizer. Opening my mouth, I leaned over and bit into the apple. He grinned. The motherfricker grinned, letting me take it. Whatever. The crowd went insane. I launched into a standing position as the crowd roared my name, then tore across the finish line. Noah was beaming, bullhorn in hand.
Is it hot out here, or is it just these two?
Lincoln was sitting up in the sand, glaring at Noah. Holy shit, girl, that was awesome, Shay told me, as she worked to cut the zip tie. I smiled. Yeah. Except it did nothing but confuse me where Lincoln was concerned. The rest of the day passed in a blur, but I couldn't get out of my head and enjoy it. We'd won second place, partied till 2 in the morning, and I still wasn't any closer to figuring out the Lincoln issue. In the end, I decided to just focus on my studies. The gauntlet was months away, but I needed to put my nose to the grindstone if I wanted to pass.
Chapter 16.
Aw, you look so beautiful, Shay squealed.
I smiled, giving my friend a once-over. She was wearing a blue princess ball gown and looked amazing.
So do you.
Shay was going to the winter ball with Luke. Just as friends, of course.
Red looks amazing on you, she told me.
I'd spent a shitload of money on that dress, hoping it would improve my recent morose mood. Fred was awesome, but to be honest, I only felt friendly toward him. He made me laugh and smile, but that heat and that passion just wasn't there.
I'll see you at the dance?
I kissed her cheek. She nodded.
Have fun with Fred. He's sweet.
He was sweet. The exact opposite of Lincoln. Ever since the beach games, Lincoln had doubled down on his professional demeanor. I did the same with my schooling. I was acing all my classes, except studies of light. No matter what I did, I couldn't get my hands to shoot out white light. And after 2 times of having black smoke come out of them, Mr. Reinkor told me to stop trying. I felt like a failure. Raphael and Mr. Reinkor had a meeting with me, and they told me they thought what I'd done to Tiffany was just a demon-gifted power, which a lot of students had, and they weren't going to encourage developing it. So I basically just listened to the lectures, and when it came to practical application, I watched Fred light up the room. It was depressing, but Fred was cool about it, and hadn't told anyone. I still heard the archdemon whispers a few times a week, though. I walked out of my dorm room to find Fred waiting in the lobby. He looked handsome, wearing a black suit and blue button-up shirt with a tie. But it was my security detail that held my gaze. Noah, Blake, Darren, and Lincoln just stood behind Fred, all dressed in suits and looking incredibly handsome. Lincoln's gaze ran down my dress, and I blushed. My heart throbbed at the sight of him, his dark hair slicked back, cleanly shaven, and dressed in a black suit.
You look beautiful, Fred stated,
pulling my attention from the man who held my devotion to the man who should. I smiled. Thanks. You look nice too. He gave me a hug and I tried to feel something romantic,
but the friend vibes were strong. Friend zone Fred. Poor guy.
Shay and Luke will meet us there, I told him. He nodded, sticking out his arm for me to link with it.
I borrowed my dad's Porsche.
He waggled his eyebrows. I grinned.
Does he ever let you drive it?
Fred shook his head vigorously.
No way. I had to convince him I was taking the prettiest girl in school out.
Aw, he was a total sweetie. My dad loved cars. Before the fall, my mom said he'd spend hours in the garage fixing up old beaters. Fred gave me an easy smile as we reached the parking lot. Sure enough, there was a white Porsche waiting.
Your chariot, my lady.
Lincoln stepped forward.
Please go straight to the venue and use valet.
Fred gave him a sharp look but didn't respond. Just opened my door.
Awkward.
I slipped in and Fred closed the door, then walked around the car to slide in next to me. My eyes flicked to the rearview mirror to see the boys piling into an SUV with the school's logo on the side.
So, is there something I should know about you and Lincoln?
Fred mused, as the SUV followed us out of the parking lot.
Oh, God.
Not really, I hedged. He looked sideways at me.
So you don't like him?
Damn it, I couldn't lie. I want to not like him, but... I played with the hem of my dress. He nodded, shifting gears.
But you do.
I couldn't bear to look at his face as a frown pulled at my lips.
Yeah, it's complicated. That's cool. I can do friends. I mean, I wanted more, but...
My heart pinched. This was not the way to start a date. I'm so sorry. You're such a nice guy.
Ouch. Nice guy.
He feigned a painful look. I laughed. Hey, nothing wrong with being the nice guy. He chuckled.
But the dark, broody asshole always gets the girl.
Yeah, I guess that's true in this case. We're still going to have an awesome night, I declared. He gave me an easygoing smile, looking sideways at me.
Yes, we are, because I'm an amazing dancer.
I held my hands out. Whoa, that's a bold statement. I'm going to need some proof. He nodded.
You just wait. They don't call me Footloose Fred for nothing.
I laughed again. Fred was funny and always lighthearted. There wasn't a serious cloud over every conversation like there was with Lincoln. Why couldn't I like him? Maybe in time I could. My mom always said the best relationships come from friendships. Before I knew it, we were pulling up to Beverly Hills Hotel. He rolled up to the valet and then whipped out his phone.
Selfie for my dad? Proof there was a hot girl in his car with me?
He held it up, the camera facing us. With a grin, I leaned in and kissed his cheek. He'd already declared we were friends, so I figured it was harmless. After snapping the pic, he smiled.
Thanks. He'll get a kick out of that.
My door opened suddenly, and Lincoln was there, glaring down at me.
Let's get inside. This area is insecure.
My date can get my door, Lincoln, I snapped.
Your date's too busy ogling at you,
he just short of growled. Lincoln Gray is jealous.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to play hot and cold.
Nope. I gave him a death glare.
Mofo better not mess with me like that.
Fred cleared his throat near the big double doors, and I blasted past my security detail, leaving Lincoln with his jaw tight and fire in his eyes. Shay, Luke, Angela, Chloe, and everyone else arrived shortly after us. The winter ball was like an amazing catered wedding, except with no ceremony. It was a fundraiser for helping underprivileged families transfer from outside the war zones to inside the safety of Angel City. I guess the tickets were pricey. Fred had paid for both of us. They were also having a silent auction. Shay and I bid on bestie pedicures. I doubted we'd get it, since our highest bid was $25, and the retail amount was $60. But a girl had to dream. Lincoln was watching me like a hawk all night. Anywhere I went, his eyes moved. It was unnerving, to say the least. Darren, Blake, and Noah were a little more relaxed. Noah took breaks to dance with Shay, as Darren pigged out at the chocolate fountain. A man after my own heart. Blake, whom I'd dubbed the sweet one, was standing near Lincoln and doing whatever he said. The sides of the large ballroom were sprinkled with fallen army guards. Shay took a sip of her water and then pointed to a fellow student, Rice, a super hot centaur. It was weird to call him hot since he was half animal, but his upper half had it going on.
If I slept with him, would that be considered bestiality?
She asked the table.
Ew, Shay. Is this the shit you think about on a daily basis?
I asked her, shivering from the mental images. She nodded seriously. Fred chuckled.
The centaurs stick together when mating, for obvious reasons.
Shay seemed sad about that, sitting back in her chair. Let's dance, I declared, and grabbed Fred's hand. I wasn't going to sit there and talk about Shay's weird thoughts anymore. Plus, I looked 3 months pregnant after eating so much amazing food. It would be good to burn some of that off. Fred laughed and followed me to the dance floor. We danced for an hour, and he was indeed good. He popped, locked, moonwalked, and all of that. And not in the cheesy way. Michael Jackson was totally his spirit animal. Damn, boy, you've got moves, I gushed. He grinned.
My mom always wanted a daughter, but got 3 sons instead. So she put me in hip-hop lessons when I was 3.
I nodded, impressed. You should do that professionally or something, I shouted over the music.
Maybe in another life, he added with a shrug.
Yeah, pursuing our artistic passions wasn't really at the top of the agenda for any of us right now. I gotta pee. Be right back, I told him. Fred nodded, doing circles around Shay, who was pulling off a very impressive Beyoncé number. For as long as I'd known Shay, we had loved dancing. It was our thing, our stress reliever, and we danced without a care of who was watching.
Where are you going?
Lincoln's deep voice called behind me. I stopped in my quest for the restroom and threw a death glare over my shoulder. I'd forgotten he was there. I'm going to the bathroom. Is that okay? I crossed my arms over my chest. He nodded, placing one hand on his sword.
Lead the way.
I rolled my eyes. You're not coming. I'll be fine. Lincoln simply stared at me and stood there, waiting for me to start walking again.
He has no idea what we're capable of, Sarah said from inside my boot.
She sounded as offended as I felt.
I know. He thinks I'm a baby.
When I didn't budge, Lincoln sighed, gripped my arm lightly, and pulled me to the edge of the room. I could now clearly see a sign that said, bathroom, hung overhead, and at the end of the long hallway were 2 doors.
Listen, I know you think I'm being overly cautious, but trust me. I have it on very good intel that there could be an attack at this party. That's why I'm so jumpy, he murmured.
My whole body went rigid. An attack? Why didn't you say something earlier? Call off the event. Now it made sense that there were so many fallen armies stationed at the doors. He sighed, running a hand through his hair.
Raphael doesn't trust my intel. Said it wasn't enough for him to call off an event that brings in thousands for charity. So we compromised by beefing up security.
I rubbed my arms, itching to pull out my dagger. I had to pee really bad, but I wanted to know more. Why would they attack a charity event? I realized the second it left my mouth that it was a naive and stupid question.
They'll always try to take out fallen academy students. Less people to serve in the army that destroys them, he explained.
I rubbed my arms again, doing the pee dance. Sometimes I forget we're at war. Lincoln looked haunted.
I'll never forget.
I squirmed again.
Go pee, woman,
he shouted, pointing down the hall. Now I'm scared, I told him, eyeing the dark hallway. He just told me there was probably going to be an attack. A bathroom stall, or a dark hallway, was the best place to jump someone. He chuckled, his blue eyes twinkling.
I'll watch your back. Go.
Why is he so gorgeous? Why does he kiss so good? Why am I staring at his lips, not wanting Lincoln to think I was a total wuss? I took off down the hall, my eyes darting all over the place as I sniffed for sulfur, vinegar, or any weird demon smell. Coming up with nothing, I opened the bathroom door and peeked my head inside. Hello? No response. Demon-friendly girl coming in, I said nervously. I bent down and checked under the stalls, a sigh of relief escaping when I saw I was alone. I peed quickly and then washed my hands, but when I was reaching for a paper towel, I heard a muffled scream. My eyes widened and I reached for Sarah. Maybe I was just in a jumpy mood and the scream was a shout of joy. But now that I was focused, it sounded like the music had stopped. More screams. I peeked out the door and stared down the dark hallway.
Oh, shit.
I had to squint to see, but it looked like Lincoln was fighting someone. His sword arm was outstretched, and I could see people beyond him running and screaming.
Shay!
I took off down the hall, holding Sarah ready. When I reached Lincoln, I came face to face with that same damn Bruce demon. Lincoln thrust out his left hand and shot a bolt of white light into the demon's face. He shrank back but recovered quickly, standing to glare at me. "Why are you after me?" I screamed. I couldn't take it anymore.